Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it might be that you're listening to this. It's one of those wonderful summer days. It's nice to be back in Canada. We had a wonderful trip to Italy, a little warm over there. It kind of floated between 35 and 40 every day, but it was good, and we got to see a beautiful island and a lot of wonderful people and had some great Italian food. Anyway, today I'm going to read to you from the Gospel of Matthew, and Jesus is busy trying to get the disciples to understand what faith can do. So he gets another opportunity, and here it is, reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. And the men were amazed and asked, "What kind of a man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. How often have we been in the boat and cruising along and everything's going great and we got a wonderful relationship with God and we're thinking, wow, this is what it's all about. And then all of a sudden we get caught up in a storm. And we get afraid, we get tense, we get distressed, we get upset, we get worried, we can't sleep, we can't eat properly, we just get so tied up in what's going on and we're so upset. And we have to be like the disciples and go back and wake Jesus up. In other words, go back and not wake Jesus up, but wake yourself up to the fact that God is there and God is watching this and God is going to guide you through it and God is going to make it better. But we can give God a little stir. We can pray. We can pray and we can trust. We can trust that at the end of the time when God thinks it's right, it's going to happen. So I don't know. I have no idea what makes everything so difficult. Why are we so hard to believe? How come we can't seem to grasp that God's in charge and that we need to stay in contact and that we need to understand, and we need to trust. There's going to be bad times, but we've always been known that. We've always been told that. There's going to be bad times, and bad times are not going to be what I would call necessarily great times because we're going to be upset. We're going to be worried. We're going to be scared. We're going to wonder where God is. And it's just a long list, and yet we're called to trust, to take a deep breath. Ask God for the strength to carry you through whatever this is, to open your brain to seeing what alternatives there are, what different things could happen, where you could go, what you could do, all of those things. What is it with us? Why are we expecting God to give us a bed of roses every day? And when he doesn't, we get upset and we say, "What did I do to make God angry at me? Look what he's doing to me." Trust me, folks. God doesn't get angry with you. He might get a bit disappointed from time to time, but God doesn't get angry. God doesn't throw down thunderbolts at you. God doesn't cause you illnesses. God doesn't do any of those things. Not that God might not know that they're going to happen, but they're part of our journey. And part of it is the fact that we don't take care of ourselves very well. You know, we blame God for catching the flu. Meanwhile, we've been wandering around with people that have got it for the last 3 weeks, and we wonder, wow, well, God didn't protect me from getting the flu? What's going on here? I'm a good Christian. I go to church every Sunday. And every Sunday, I say the Lord's Prayer with the minister, and then I come home, and I have lunch, and I'm feeling great, and life is perfect, and wow, what more could I ask for? Well, maybe you should ask for trust. Maybe you should just know that there's going to be some downtimes. We've all had them. We've all gone through those terrible experiences and wonder where God is. Well, God's there at the back of the boat, having a nap. Okay, because life's great and he knows what's going to happen. But we don't. And we get excited and we get all wound up and we say, look, we've given up everything for you, God, and what have you done for us? Look at what we're going through. Here we are in this terrible storm in life, and I'm going to get hurt. I'm going to get dismayed. I'm going to get broken. I'm going to be upset. God, what's going on here? I thought once I came to you, everything was going to be great. It was going to be a bed of roses. God, can I trust you to fix this up? What can I do? And God just lays there and says, be patient. Walk the path. Don't get excited. Don't get upset. Reach out. Touch others. Do whatever it is that makes you content. Recognize that the journey you're on and the pothole you're in is but a temporary change. And that God will protect you. God will guide you. God will lead you. God will show you the way. All you have to do is trust. And don't let it sink your ship. I mean, I've been in those positions where I just thought, what the heck is going on here? I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do as a Christian. I'm reaching out and touching people. I'm talking to them. I'm walking with them. And all of a sudden, I got this terrible thing going on in my life, and I don't understand it. Well, it's part of life. And God said it's part of our journey, just as Jesus said to the disciples. Yeah. What's the problem here? This is going to go away. This is going to be done. Here, look. Boom. No more waves. And so it is with those tragedies that come into our lives that we can't understand, that we blame God, that we want to say, God, why are you putting me through this? What the heck is this all about? And then all of a sudden, a day later or a week later or a month later, we wake up and it's all gone. Was it a miracle? Was it just that it ran out of steam? Or was God gently nudging us back on the path? I don't know the answer to that. But I believe at the end of the day, God will protect me. I may not like his protection. I may be dissatisfied with what's happening to me. But God will protect me. And as the disciples came out the other side, we'll come out the other side. So don't lose focus. Trust God. Pray if you have to. Pray if you don't have to. And wait. Wait and quit worrying. Trust in God. Let us pray. Oh, gracious and loving Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of life, for the gifts that you rain down upon us, the ones that we see and feel, and the ones that we don't. Help us, dear Lord, to trust. To trust that when those times come when we question why you're letting this happen to me, that it's all part of our journey. And that you're walking this journey with us. And that this tragedy that we're facing, it too will end and life will go back to what it was or even better. Give us the courage, the wisdom, and the strength to walk that journey, always staying in touch with you. And this we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. A newly ordained pastor in the first days of his first call was attempting to console the widow of an eccentric man who had just died. Standing before the open casket, the nervous young pastor said, I realize this must be a very hard blow for you, Mrs. Svensson. Just try to remember that what we see before us is only the husk. The shell of your dear husband, the nut, has gone to heaven. I'm sure that brought a lot of relief. Pastor Paul had been advised by his doctor to lose 30 pounds or risk serious health consequences. Well, the good pastor took his new diet seriously, even changing his driving route to the church building to avoid his favorite bakery. One morning, however, he arrived for Bible study carrying a gigantic devil's food cake. The class chuckled and chided him, but the good pastor's smile remained cherubic. "This is a very special cake," he explained. "I accidentally drove by the bakery this morning, and there in the window were a host of goodies. I felt this was no accident, so I prayed, 'Lord, if you want me to have one of these delicious cakes, let me have a parking place directly in front of the bakery.' And sure enough," he continued, "the eighth time around the block, there it was. Amen and amen."